Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf lamites. We're in the middle of a sugya that started on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Let's start from the beginning of the sugya, which is six lines from the bottom. Omer Abaye. It says in the pasuk, "V'nosan," this fellow who unfortunately was ma'anes a young lady. The pasuk says, "V'nosan ho ish hashoychev ima la'avi hana'ara." Chamishim Kosef. He has to go and pay the father of the Nara. Wouldn't it be simpler for it to say in the pasuk, "V'nosan ish la'aviha chamishim kosef"? Why does it have to say la'aviha nara chamishim kosef? And because of that, Abaye darshan. So we had this gemara ready towards the beginning of the perek. Bo aleha umeisa. What happens if the person who is ma'anes her? After that, she took him to Bezdin. The father took him to Bezdin to pay the Chamishim Shekel for Knas. But before the Bezdin had a chance to go and decide the case, Nebuch Vamesa, the young lady, passed away. What's the din now? Potur, he does not have to pay the Chamishim Shekel. Why not? Shenemar. V'nosan l'aviha nara. It could have said v'nosan li'aviha. L'aviha nara indicates that she's still alive as a nara. If Nebuch, she already passed away, you don't pay the Chamishim Kosef. So that's a double portion according to Baye. She passes away, Chamishim Kosef ends. No more. Avad the Rabbi Yishlom is going to go and take care of this fellow. He's a bad guy. He was Ma'anis and Arab Sula. But here, B'day Odom, we cannot force him to go and pay. He's part. So, you want to build to the Peshitta Leil Abaye. Not that we said so simply according to Baye. Yiboy Leil Rabba is a Shaila. According to Rava. In other words, Rava said it's not so simple. The boy Rava. Yesh bagor bekever oy ein bagor bekever. Is it din of a begeres bekever or not? What does that mean, is there a din begeres bekever? So Rashi points out that in Mitzvah we're going to learn in another couple of days on Daf Mem Aleph. It says that what happens if the perpetrator was Ma'anis, this young lady, the Narab. By the time it got into Bezdin and the Bezdin was able to decide, she already graduated from her Na'ara status and she's already a Begeris. As you all know, a Na'ara is only a Na'ara for 6 months, from the age of 12 to the age of 12 and a half. As soon as she hits 12 and a half, she's now a Begeris. Okay, by the time they were able to go and bring this Din Torah in front of Bezdin, after all, it could have happened that he was Ma'anis her already 12 years and 5 months. So by the time they got into Bezdin, she was already a Begeris. By the time they passed in, she was a Begeris. The Mishnah is going to tell us in Daf Mem Aleph, Hari Hainli Atzma. Since she's graduated, she's no longer Nara, then the money, the 50 shekel, doesn't go to the father. It goes to her. What's the Shaila of Rava? Rava's asking is, Yesh Bagar Bekever. When happens Nebuch, she passes away at the age of 12 years and 4 months, 5 months, whatever. And now the Bezdin hasn't decided yet. And the Bezdin is now discussing it. And by the time the Bezdin is willing to issue a psak, she's already a Begeris Bekever. In other words, had she been alive, she would have been 12 years and 6 months. Nebuch, she wasn't alive at that time, but she's celebrating the half-year birthday upstairs in Shemayim. Now the question is, what's the din? Yesh baga bekever. So, what's the nafke minna? So, Gemara, the boy Rabbi Yesh baga bekever, ain't baga bekever. Yesh baga bekever, udibno hava. Do you go and say that Yesh baga bekever, and the money doesn't go to the father, it goes to her son? Because had she been alive, the Mishnah says in Daf Mem Aleph, the money would have gone to her. Since she's no longer alive, it goes to her Yarshim. Who's her Yarshim? Her son. Give the son the money. Or, Oidilma ein Baga Bekever. Or maybe you say that there's no such concept of Baga Bekever. Udavirahabe. It remains and it belongs to the father. Now, obviously, Rav is not learning like Abaye. Because according to Abaye, as soon as she died, it's off, you're done, potter, nothing to talk about. The fact that Rav is asking this shaili yeshbaga bekever is a raya that Abaye's halacha, which is so double pashit, was an iboya to Rav. And we're going to discuss the exact nature of the iboya a little bit further down. In the meantime, the Gemara gets off on a short tangent and says, I don't understand what you're talking about. You're saying that she already has a son. Is that even possible that she should become pregnant, let alone having a son? Famous Gemara we had it back in Yevamos. It appears a few times in Shas that although normally a woman is not supposed to use a moich, moich means to go and put a wad like of cotton or what have you. Why? Because we're concerned about hashchosas zera. However, three women are allowed to. Who are those three women? Elohen ketana umuberes umeinika. If you have a ketana, a girl who's not even bas mitzvah yet, you have a muberes, a lady that's already pregnant, umeinika, and a woman that is nursing. Why are they allowed to mishamish b'moich? Because the Gemara says that it is sakonis nefesh, it's a pikuch nefesh. Ketana shema tis'aber v'tomus. A girl who's young, who is going to live together with a man, maybe she's going to become muberes, and her physical system is not strong enough to be able to produce a child, and chas v'shalom, she's going to die. We're going to soon see what age is ketana. We don't mean a 5-year-old or 8-year-old. Mitch, we're going to talk about that momentarily. And muberes, a lady who's pregnant, shematase ubra sandal. Chazal tell us, even though she's pregnant already, by the fact that if she lives together with her husband, what happens now, that new zera, when she lives together with him, might produce another child. The child, this new child, might squeeze against the existing fetus in the mommy's womb and flatten him out, kisandal. Sandal doesn't mean like a sandal that we wear. Sandal means that it's a, Rashi says it's the name of a duck. If you've ever gone to an aquarium, you see sometimes flat fish. That's called a sandal, and that's what our Gemara is talking about, that the new fetus is going to kvetch the old fetus, and it's going to be like a thin, flat fish, which means that the fetus is going to die. The fetus won't be able to live. Meinika shematigmalets beno, she is trying to go and produce milk for the baby to nurse. As we know, the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, Dam nechar v'naseh cholov, that what happens to the blood that a woman normally has every time she menstruates, that blood becomes converted to milk when she's nursing. However, if she has to produce new blood for the child in her fetus, that's going to take away from the milk for the baby. And in America, you won't be able to go and get any formula because the FDA and all the rest. And chas v'shalom, the child's going to go and die. So because of the pikuch nefesh concerns, halach is it can be mishamish b'moich. According to the Tanakhama, we'll see the Chacham disagree. What's the definition of the word ketana? Beizu ketana. Bas achas es rishon av yemechad ad shtem es rishon av yemechad. From the age of 11 to the age of 12. 1 year before she becomes bas mitzvah. Pachas mikan, if she's less than 11, v'yasser al kain, and more than 12, mishameshes kedar kevoy leches. And Rashi explains because less than the age of 11, it's physically impossible for a girl to become mu'uberes, so there's no concern. And if she's already over 12, if she becomes mu'uberes, then she's already, her physical system is strong enough to be able to withstand the major trauma of having a baby and becoming pregnant, and afterwards getting into labor, and so on and so forth. No, even these three women should continue being meshamish like normal, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu should chicken rachmim. You don't have to worry. In other words, don't worry about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheshbonis. A very famous Gemara. Okay, so what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is this young lady that we're talking about is a Nara Psula. Now, you remember we had a machloikis earlier on. The Gemara is going to bring it a little bit later once again. A machloikis whether ketana is included in Nara. If you say that ketana is included in Nara, that means that even if a perpetrator is ma'anis, a ketana, he also has to go and pay the chamishim shekel to the father. Okay, so when did he live with her? Anytime when she's a ketana. Anytime when she's a Nara. Yeah, but we're talking about that the Shaila Verava is that she passed away Nebuch at the age of 12 years and 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, and left over a son. If she lived together with his perpetrator before 11 years old, she can't even become Mu'uberes. If she lived with him between the age of 11 and 12, if she becomes Mu'uberes, she dies. Rachmanu litzlan. If she lived together with the perpetrator from the time of 12 years and one day, now how long is it going to take for the baby to be born? At the minimum, a zibla, 7 months. By the time the baby's born, 7 months, zishach shen yishdu, she's already in the oilam ha'emes, because that's the shayla of the Gemara, yish bagar bekever. She became 12 years and 6 months after she already passed away. So she didn't have a child. If she died, the child is not being helped out artificially, resuscitated inside the mommy's womb. Today, of course, there's modern medicine. But in those days, it was an impossibility. So the Gemara tells us, so the question is, at the top of the Gemara, Umimi Abra, you said we're concerned about whether the Knas goes to the son. Can she even become Uberes? Maybe we're talking about she was Uberes when she was a Nara, 12 years and a day. Then she gave birth when she was still a Nara, within 6 months. It's impossible for a child to be born within 6 months of pregnancy. Naris ends at the end of 12 years and 6 months. That's it. Doesn't go further. And we all know a baby cannot be born and be sustained less than 6 months. Maybe when Shmuel said, what he meant is, that's the minimum. But you could have a longer period. The minimum is 6 months. But it can go till 9 months in a year. Even longer. Freiti Mora, is that true? Ha elok omar. Look at the lashon of Shmuel. Ein beinaris lebagris. Ela shisha chadoshim. That's it. That's the minimum. That's the maximum. There's no 5 months. There's no 7 months. It's 6 months. So Ibazoi, what's Rava Shaila? Rava says she became Nebuch. She passed away at the age of 12 years and 3 months. And then the Bezin finally gets to it. By the time they issue their psak, it's 3 months later, she's in the Oilam Ha'emes, now she becomes a Bogeres. Do you go and give the money now to the father, or do you go and give the money to the ben? So, everybody's showing that we're off. Call back. Okay? I say, okay, it all shows that it's off. Okay, so, no, we'll have to cancel this. I'm going to start again. This is the exciting moment. Where's mine? It's over here. Can you imagine? Audio, join audio. Dial in. Yeah, that's. No, not dial in. Call me. That's yours. Call 917. Call me.
Back on.
Welcome to Zoom. Welcome. You are in the meeting now.
Okay, sorry, gentlemen. Can you hear me now? Okay, great. Beautiful.
Yes.
Should we... Okay, so we'll go over Shmuel again. So we don't have to start from the beginning of Ksubas, right? Just from Shmuel. Good. So, Sukti Gemara, how is it possible that you're telling me that this Nara has a ben? The maximum that we can talk about Naris is 6 months. Maybe when it says in the Gemara, 6 months, maybe that's the minimum, not that that's the maximum. There's nothing less than 6 months. But you could have a Nara that lasts before she becomes a Megeres for 7 months, for 9 months, for a year. Is that possible? Look at Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Ein beinaris lebagris, ela shish chadoshim," which means nothing more, nothing less. It's exactly 6 months. And at the times of Chazal, it was impossible for a child to be born and to survive less than 7 months. Certainly less than 6 months. Look, Yomar. So, what's the shaila of Rav? Ela haki kami boyele. Much simpler. The shaila is asoi. Yesh baga bekever upaka av. What Rava was asking is much simpler. Not that there is a son that's going to go in Yash. Remember, the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph is going to tell us that if she's alive, Baruch Hashem, she didn't die, and she's now a Begeris, and finally the Bezdin issued their Psak at the point she became a Begeres, yes, this perpetrator owes 50 shkalim. Since she's already Begeres, the money doesn't go to the father, the money goes to her. Now the question is, what happens if she died nemach prematurely and she became a Begeres Bekever? The question is, does the perpetrator have to give any money at all? Do you say, well, since there's no daughter, she passed away, give it to the father? Or do you say, no, since she's now a Begeres Bekever, the father only has rights to the Knas as long as she's a Nara, like it says in the Pasuk, Vinureha Beis Avia Kol Shvach Neurim Lavia, she's no longer Nara, she's now a Begeres. Therefore, the fellow is off the hook. Just like... So that's the Shaila. If she would have been alive by Geres, it goes to her. Since she's no longer alive, and there are no Yarshim, there is no Ben, poof! He doesn't have to pay anybody. Or maybe, since there's no daughter, at least give it to the mother, to the father. And those the Shaila for me. That was the Shaila of Ravas. It's quite the same Shaila as before, but it's not Yesh Baga Bekeva Udibina. Is Yesh Baga Bekever, and poof, there's no Chiyuv because there's no mommy, there's no child, no one to give it to. Exactly, it goes free. But maybe it still goes to the father. Pesach Mishnu Kabagar, give it to the father. As we pray in the Gemara of the Shaila. Elohaki coming by the Yesh Baga Bekever, Hoka Av, that as soon as she becomes a Begeris, even though she's in the Oilam Emes, the father's rights, Poka, they go poof, they go away. That's the Shaila. Now there's another version of the Shaila, which is much simpler, if you will. Mar barav ashi boi lahochi. Misa oisa bagris, oi ein oisa bagris. What Mar barav ashi is saying, that the Shaila of Rava was the exact halacha of Abaya. What was the exact halacha of Abaya? Abaya said, bo'ole umesa. If Chas v'Sholem, she passed away, potter. The Shaila that Rav is asking is, Misa Oisa Bagris, do I see, since Rav didn't have this drusha, so his Shaila was, in fact, what happens if you have a young lady who never passes away, this Nara passed away, is it like the case of Begeres that we say, Hari Hein La'atzma, and therefore, poof, you don't have to pay it at all? Or Ein Oisa Bagris, or do you say, does not effect Bagris, and it still goes to the father. The father, Baruch Hashem, is alive. The chiyuv is to give to the father. Give it to the father. Or do you say no? Since she died, this makes it as if she is now a Begeres. That Misa is like Hilchois Begeres. Once it's done by a Begeres, it doesn't go to the father, it goes La'atzma, as she nishda, and she won't get anything, and the guy will be off the hook. Now the two Shailas seem very, very similar. They are similar, but they're not the same. How are they different? So we'll look at the Rashi. Mar Baravashi. Mar Baravashi is about 60% down the Omid in the Gemara, a little bit past halfway down. Mar Baravashi. Leboyla Baya Derova, Mishim Bagar Bekever. His Shaila was not that a month or 2 months later she becomes a Begeris up in the Oilam Emes. That's not the Shaila. Elemeza Ben Arusa, Mipaka. Do you say that if she died when she was a Nara still, at the moment that she passed away, that's it. The halacha of paying the 50 shkolim is paka, goes away. Just like Kibagras the Michayim, if she were alive and she became a Begeres, then the halacha of Knas would not go to the father, it would go to her, and therefore he loses it. This is Rava. Mar Baravashi is explaining what Rava said is a second version of Rava.
I mean, Abaya.
In the halacha of Abaya itself, exactly. In the halacha of Abaya itself. What did Abaya say? As soon as she died, says Abaya, Paka, finished. Potter, the perpetrator, does not have to go away. He goes away scot-free. Mar Baravashi says, that's in fact Rava's Shaila. Rava is asking, if and when Chas v'Sholem she dies, does the perpetrator go free, or does he have to go and pay the 50? Who would he go and pay the 50 to? If she died, maybe he still does have to go and pay the money to the father, even though she's never not here. It's the tashlumin goes to the father, doesn't go to her. It says la via nara. So what was so posh to Abaya, bo oleo mesa potter, that's the shayla brava. The words are not really yesh baga bekeva, it's really if and when she dies, is it like a case of Begeres? What means like the case of Begeres? Begeres, the money goes la'atzma, and therefore doesn't go to the father. do I say when she dies, nothing to the father, zero? Or do I say, no, has nothing to do with it. As long as the father is alive, even though she died, the father still gets the payment. It does the shayla. Do I say, that's why the Gemara said before, what was so partial according to Abaye? What was so partial? That if she died, bing, no more chi of a 50 shkalim, so Gemara, baile the Rava. That's with Shaila according to Rava. The il lishna kama, which we've been learning about until now, mifshe pshita leila Rava, the misa loy mifaka. According to the way we've been learning from the beginning of today's shir, the assumption is that misa is not poikas. Why? Because the whole Shaila was, when she become, if and when she becomes a begeris, after misa, at that point do I say, we cut off now the payment. That means until that point, they still had that chiyuv, and of course the chiyuv would go to the father. As il ish nakama mifshe pshita leila Rava, the misa loy mifaka. Udloy ki Abaye, kol zman shloy bagra. As long as she loy bagra, this might be another few months. She passed away 12 years and 1 month. For the next 5 months, she is still a nara. She's on the oilam emes, but she's still a nara. What happens now if the bezin says, guilty, have to pay the 50 shkolim? So according to Abaye, balo meisa is potter. According to Rava, that's good for the Shaila. Since she passed away, do I say it's like a begeris and the father no longer is entitled to a penny? Or do I say no? There's no girl, but there's a father. Pay the father. So that's good for the Shaila. But like a bay, calls much the bugger. Come a boy lay. The bagger bekaver come a boy lay. According to the other way we're learning, according to Lishna Kama, the Shaila is like a bagger bekaver. Al misa calls manchli bagra paligad abay yamalei mefkana mefaka v'chayv. So bottom line is, what's up, Dorashi? Abaye said clearly that if the nara passes away any time during the nara's, thank you. What's the din then? Pot the father. Sorry again. Potter the ma'anis does not have to pay 50 shkolim to anybody, not to the father, not to the daughter, soon as she never passed away. Rava has now two versions, the earlier version and the Mar Bar of Ashi version. The Mar Bar of Ashi version is exactly the same case as Abaye's case, and that is, as soon as she passes away during Naris, do you say that the Knas ends, period, like Abaye said, Potter, or do you say no, you still have to go and give Avia Nara? That's how Mar Bar of Ashi learns Rava. The way we learned until now Pshat and Rava was that when she died, Avada the Chiev still remains, and he still has to go and pay. It's just if the court proceedings schlep until she already becomes a begeris bekaver, at that point, now the Shaila is, does the perpetrator have to still pay the father? Or do you say, now he becomes potter? But during that intervening piece, from the time that she died, until she becomes a begeris, according to the first Lashin, then he would still have to go and pay. He'd be mechuyev. Not like a bai that says potter. Until she becomes a begeris, he has to go and pay.
Marvar Ravash is really just asking people like the first Lashon, like a bai.
The Gemara initially just gave Rav, it didn't say.
Yeah, Marvar Ravash is really saying, do we go like the first Lashon, or do we go like a bai?
Well, Marvar Ravash, okay. You're explaining a little bit differently, but the Gemara is saying, Marvar Ravash, boy lehochi. Rashi said, Aliba de Rava, he's explaining what Rava's Shaila was. Not that Rava's Shaila was, that Avad at the time of Misa, you still have to go and pay, not like Abaye. And the only Shaila is, subsequently, when she becomes a Begeris Bekaver, do you still have to pay or don't you have to pay? My Bravashi said, no, that wasn't the Shaila. The Shaila was exactly on Abaye's facts. Going to Abaye's facts, that unfortunately she died. At that point that she dies, do you say Potter, like Abaye says? Would you say no? You still have to go and pay the father, like nevertheless.
Like the first one.
Like, well, it's not. We'll talk about that.
I have a question.
Yes, you're entitled to two questions. Yes.
If the Nara had a shore set, and the shore set was stolen and slaughtered, and then she died, would the Knas go?
Face up.
Go away because she's not around? The Knas is their property. Here, a Knas, why is the Knas if why is the Knas voided when the person receives the Knas tithe? If she's entitled to Knas for her property, she should be entitled to Knas. She herself is violated. And if she goes to whoever your Shemar, her father, her brothers, whatever, why are we eliminating a Knas in such a situation?
It's a very, very good question. What Brother Barry is asking is, why do we ask the Shaila only by this Knas? Why don't we ask by a Knas like Dalet Vehe? Somebody stole from this young lady in Arab Sula, she had a shor or a seh, she got it for her 12th birthday, she got a little seh, the young lady's name was Mary, this is from the Zoom number, and Zoom, and she got, Mary got a little lamb. And now the question is, that little lamb was stolen and was geshochten. So Mary had a little lamb, but Nebuch, even though it was white as snow, but Nebuch, it was stolen and it was geshochten. So you have to go and pay Dalet Vehe. What happens if she dies? Does it go to her father? Do you say that she's potter, that the perpetrator is potter, right? That's your question, Barry. And the question...
Exactly. And I have a second follow-up question.
I expected you. That's why I said you have the right to two questions. So the answer is because here the pasuk goes out of its way to go and say, V'nosanu ish ha-shoichev ima la'avi ha-nara, la'avi ha-nara, to the father of the Nara. So the question is there a Nara? Is no Nara? By the case of Dalet Vehe, it doesn't have that type of lashon. It could have said simply, V'nosanu ish ha-shoichev ima la'avia chamishim kosef. So therefore, based on that, says, so there has to be some sort of life in this Nara. If the Nara is no longer here, it says, Abaye, it's all over. Rava says, I'm not so sure. Efshiyo, efshinish. But it's all based on the fact that I have these extra words, Lavia Nara, which gives an indication that she might still have to be around. So, Dr. Yamara, no, even if she's not around, or Rava says, that's my Shaila, and Abaye says, it's a double Pashin. But that's only a Shaila over here. It wouldn't apply to Dalet Vehe. You don't have those extra words. Next question, Barry.
Earlier in the paragraph, we connected the Knas of Anisha Kesef to the Pasuk Velosi Alisha.
Right.
If she's not around, she's married, how can we ever Machayev Knas? He can say, produce the girl. I mean, there's no girl. How is it a question to Rava? If there's no Havaya, if there's no issues, how is there a Knas?
You'll recall when the Gemara brought that, the Gemara said that's going according to Shimon HaTimni or Reb Shimon Manasseh, and both of them argue with our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, back in Daf Chof Tes, it said that even by Achoisoi, there's a din of paying Knas. Is he ever allowed to go and live with his Achoisoi and marry her? Avadanish. I said, V'loi Sieli Isha. So our Mishnah doesn't hold that these two halachas are bound together. Number one, there's halacha paying Knas. Whether or not she's roy to marry, not roy to marry. If he can go and marry her, he marries her. If he can't, he can't. According to Shimon HaTimni and according to Shimon Asi, you're right, the two are inextricably bound together. But not according to our Mishnah.
Okay.
What happens? He lived with her when she was a Nara Psula. Asher loy oirosa. No question, that's when it took place. A month later, she received Eidersin from her chosin. And now the Bezin comes down and says, 50 shkalim. Who does the 50 shkalim go to? Does it go to the father, or does it go to the orus, to her married, to her husband? It's not marriage with nisuin, capital M, it's marriage, lowercase m. Ma, what's it? Amalei miksiv anosan lavi hanara, ashaloi arusa. The Torah doesn't use the expression, go and give the avi hanara as long as she's not an arusa. So it sounds like it makes no difference. Your arusa, nishta arusa, as long as she's an Arab psula, she gets the money. I mean, the father gets the money. Let me ask you a question. We have another price. Nisis. What happens if, again, he lived with her 12 years and 3 months, an Arab psula, and then a month later, not only did she have Eris, and she had Nisuin, like a back-to-back Eris and Nisuin, like we have today, and she got full-fledged marriage. What's the din? Oh, then it goes to Atzma. Then it doesn't go to the father. It goes now to herself. She's changed. She became a nisua. Right, Timar, Miksiv doesn't say in the pasuk, V'nosan l'avia nara asher loy nisua. You give it to avia nara as long as she's not a nisua. Doesn't say that. Nevertheless, we understand the pshat and the halacha is as long as she happens to still be single. But once she is a nisua, then it goes to her. Then it goes to Atzma. So say the same thing over here too. Maybe, when does it go l'avia nara? As long as she is not an arusa. But once she becomes an arusa, maybe it goes to her, or goes to her husband, but not to the father. Says the Gemara, on the surface it sounds like a very good tzushtel, a good parallel. However, there's a major difference. Hachi hashta. How can you compare? Hossam, in that case, by the Nesua, hoil ubagris moitzia mishus av. V'nisuin moitzia mishus av. Just like we said, bagris is moitzia mishus av. It's not just over here, the bagris is moitzia. That's the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph that we keep on talking about. That if and when she becomes a begeres, then the money doesn't go to the father, it goes to her. But we're talking about in general. What happens if a young girl gets married, as long as she's a ketana or the nara, then what's the halacha? Kol shvach ne'urim le'aviyah, the kesef kedusha belongs to the father. When she becomes 12 years and 6 months, kesef kedusha belongs to her. So just like bagras mitzim rishasav, and we know nisun mitzim rishasav, when she gets married to her husband, she no longer, the father no longer has any rights. It's everything is to her or to her husband. So therefore, ma bagras bo aleha ubagra liatzma, just like a bagras, if he went and lived with her and she becomes a begeris, the Mishnah Daf Mem Aleph says liatzma, she would get the knas. Af nisun bo aleha, but this is liatzma, then she gets the knas. Are you telling me that she's gotten married with a small letter M? She's now an arusa. She leaves her father's possession, his rishus. It's not true. That if a nara who is mu'uresis, she is betrothed, and what happens? She makes a neder. Then both the father and the husband have to be. What does the father have to do with it? She's already a married lady. Is the chassim that after Edison the father still retains rights? Ah, he still retains rights. That's why the Gemara is asking. That's why the Gemara is telling us there's a major difference between the Nesua and the Arusa. And therefore the Gemara is concluding that Legabi and Arusa, you would still give it to the Avi Hanara. It's only in the case of Nesua where the father would lose all of his rights and then it would go to her and not to the father.
And now Marosa both have to do it jointly, have to be made for the neder?
That's correct. Both have to be made. If either one of them is either silent or they're Mekayim, then the neder is Mekoyim. On to the next Mishnah. Okay, next Mishnah is very, very well known to all of us. We've already spoken about this a number of times in our perek. Hamafata noisin shloisha dvarim. Vo'oines arba'a. Even though we keep on talking about this knas of 50, this is only one of the forms of tashlumin. By mafata you give 3 things. By oinis you give 4 things. What is that? Hamafata noisin boishes u'begam u'knas. Besides the knas of the chamishim, you also have to give boishes and pegam. That's 3 altogether. Moisev olav oinis shenoisin esatzar. By the fact that he violated her violently, that tzar, he has to go and pay for that as well. But that only applies to ma'anis. Mafata, it was done consensually. So there's no tzar. There's 3, and there are 4. Can you tell me the differences between one and the other in terms of the halacha? So first the Mishnah repeats again. Oynis noisin es atzar, and mafata ain't a noisin es atzar. Oynis has to pay the additional tzar, mafata not. Like we just had. Oynis noisin miyad, but mafata likishiyotzi. The oynis, as soon as the bez and paskas you gotta pay, you pay on the spot. Mafata only likishiyotzi after he sends her away with a get. And the Gemara is going to ask on the Amud Beis, they're not married. What do you mean, l'shiyotzi? He's sending her away. They're not married. In fact, although they did it consensually, but there was no kiddushin over here, so what's his l'shiyotzi? So Me'at Hashem will see on the Amud Beis, the Gemara will address that. Next case, so Oynes shoyse ba'atzitzoy. And Oynes is stuck with the cup that he chose. In English, is an expression, you sleep in the bed that you made for yourself. He is going to stay with the cup that he designed for himself. What do we mean? Because it says in the pasuk, "V'loy siya li'isha, lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav." Next time you want to be ma'anis and nara besula, think about it twice, because you're going to be stuck with this atzitza. Atzitza means a cup. You're going to be stuck with this cup that you have selected. When it comes to mafata, if he decides he doesn't want to go and live with her, he can go and send her away. Why does he want to use that expression, Ratzel Hoitzi Moitzi? Because Legabe, a case of oinus, it says, LaYuchel Shalchel Kol Yomav. He has to marry a Loisi Elisha, and he's not allowed to give her a get. He cannot give her a get, he has to hold on to her forever and ever. However, Legabe Mafata, if he marries her, Ratzel Hoitzi Moitzi, he can go and say goodbye and give her a get. We're going to talk about it more in the Amud Beis. Kate and Shoyt about Tzitzit. We said before, if he was Ma'anis, a young lady, then he is stuck with her. What does that mean, he's stuck with her? Afili hi chigris, even if afterwards it turns out that she happens to be a chigris, she's lame, she's a hinkadik. Afili hi suman, nebuch, she's blind. Afili mukashchin, nebuch, she has all different types of diseases and ailments. Makes no difference. You chose her, the loy sili isha, le yuchoshalcha kol yomov, she is yours. Now, says the Mishnah, Nimtze Bodvar Erva, Osha, in a Ru'i Lovel B'Yisrael, what happens after he married her? He found out that he's not allowed to go and marry her. She's not Ru'i Lovel B'Yisrael. She's a Mamzeres Chas Sholem, or something similar to that. No, in such a case, in a Shoel Kaima, then he cannot go and keep her. Shinema V'loi Siyel Isha, Isha Ru'i Loi. There has to be Havaya Kedushin. There has to be an Isha that he's able to go and marry. If he's not allowed to go marry her, even if he married already and he only found out later on that she was related to him or that she's a mamzeris or whatever, makes no difference, he has to divorce her.
What would be an example of Dvar? Nimtze bo Dvar Erva?
It was his cousin.
Yeah?
He should have known that from before.
Yeah, but it's still a cousin, interesting.
I'm sorry. Cousin is not a good example because one's allowed to marry a cousin. So it would have to be, in other words, it was...
She lived with someone else after.
She lived with someone else after. I just lost everybody here. Okay, I'm going to have to call him back again, I'm afraid. Connecting, we'll see if it comes back in. Even if it comes back again, the question is whether or not they'll be able to hear. Chavri, you still there, everybody?
You can hear you.
Okay, good. So hopefully you'll soon be able to see me too. So anyway, if it's a Dvar Erva, but something that he's not allowed to go and live with her, maybe it's talking about Dvar Erva normally means a Royis. Could be that he was a Koyin and he finds out that she was a Grusha or a Chalutza or something like that. So he's not allowed to. Only that wouldn't be called an Erva. Probably the art scroll in the footnotes of him, he has an art scroll.
Here he says that if she lived with someone
else, but you can... I'm muted. Okay. We're muted. Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, wonderful. Baruch Hashem, Mashiach is here. Yes. She married somebody in between.
If she was Mazana after they married,
then
that's Dvar Erva.
Ah, okay. He had the Maisa. Exactly.
Yeah,
perfect. Shkoyach. So the Motzeh Bar Erva means that he married her, and just like he's a Nishas Agrois Tzadik, he was Ma'aneser, he married her. Afterwards, she wasn't Nishas Agrois Tzadikis. She lived with Habsazoi, and then she lived with somebody else. Berat sign, and now she becomes Osir. Shkoyach Yaakov, thank you very much. Okay. Zok Tigmar. We said in the Mishnah that the Ma'anis has to pay for the Tzar. And the Gemara is trying to measure what's the amount of the Tzar. Tzar Demai. Om Rav Udishmur. Tzar Shechov Vel Gabi Karka. After all, he took this young lady, he violated her, and he threw her down on the ground. And that throwing her down on the ground, she might have broken her back, she might have hurt herself, whatever. That's the Tzar. What happens if he happens to be as a besser mensch, this perpetrator? He didn't throw it on the ground. He threw it down on a bed of roses or al gabi shiroin, a nice silken garment, so it was nice and comfortable. It wasn't on the ground. Are you going to tell me in such a case you would take a potter? You know why oinis doesn't pay tzar? In the top of the Yomid base. So this man, the Yomar, which is Reb Shimon Yehuda, disagrees with our Mishnah and says, no, you don't pay for Tzar after all. You know why? Because eventually she's going to have that Tzar when she lives with her husband. So it's just, he brought it to the fore much earlier before she got married, but ultimately she would have had that Tzar. So you don't have to pay for Tzar. That's why he had Reb Shimon Yehuda. Omalei the Chum said, no! How can you compare the two? When she's marrying her husband, okay, there is a little bit of tzar, but it's not the top of tzar if she's being violated. So what do I see clearly from this? Says the top Rashi, how can Reb Shimon Yehuda say shesoifel et tzar tachas bala v'chibut al gabi karkahu? If the tzar is because she's thrown to the ground, they just got married, hopefully they're still in good relations between one another, that if and when he's going to have the first relations, he's not going to throw it to the ground, right? He's etc. So that cannot be the pshat. Muzduch zayin, that it's not because of throwing to the ground. So what is it? Elam Nachman Omer Abavua, tsar shel pisa karaglayim. it's the tzar of having to go and spread the legs. L'choyer, this is a euphemistic term, but the Gemara means is the forced bia, that emotional trauma is the tzar that we're talking about. Like it says in the pasuk, about the paski es raglayech l'chol oiver. The pasuk in Yecheskel is giving Musar and saying, Klal Yisrael, all of you, and many of you, unfortunately, are oisik ba'aroyois, and then you're like a zoina that opens up your legs to anyone that passes by. That's how Nebuchadnezzar, their morals had fallen. So it's that piece of Kroglaim, it's that original bia, which is done violently against her will. That's the tzar. Also, the first bia, he's also living with her. Why isn't that also considered to be tzar? Here you have my silken garments. Please go and tear them, the potter, and you'll be off the hook. So therefore, yes, you're right. The pisuk raglayim of the initial bia is taka, painful. But she says, I'm oichel. Yeah, you can do it. Just like, go and tear my shiraim, and you'll be off the hook. By mefata, she says, you're off the hook. Freit Timora, what are you talking about? Shali, davu ninu. In the case of the shiroin, if she has silken garments and she says, go and tear them in your potter, he says, that I understand, that the garments belong to him. However, in this case, we're talking about that the kanas belongs to the father, not to her. So she doesn't have the right to go and say to the person who's living birotzei, mafati, remember, is consensual. She has no right to go and say to the fellow, it's okay, you know, no, I don't mind the tzar. You can be mitzar, it's fine. What do you mean? It belongs to the father, it doesn't belong to her. By mafuta is no tzar. Pretty more because even the Islam, I mean, by definition, bia is involved a little bit of tzar. What do you tell me, no tzar? Omer Abayis, Abayi now, Omer Li Em, he says that his mother, as we know, Abayi didn't have a mother because the mother passed away in childbirth. So whenever it says in Chazal, Omer Li Em, it means the stepmother, the lady that raised him. Abayi was a Yosin Nebuch from both sides, because his father passed away during the 9 months of pregnancy, and the mother passed away in childbirth. So he was a Yosem Beit Tzedodim, and his father that adopted him was Rabba Bar Nachmeni.
That was, did they say that Abayi stands for Asher
B'chol Yerucham Yosem? So one of the Mepharshim says, Taka, Abayi is Rosh HaTevis, Asher B'chol Yerucham Yosem, that Abayi is Nebuchadnezzar Yosem. Others say Abayi means a Tatala. His real name was Nachmeni. And the reason why Rabba Bar Nachmeni called him Abaye, he didn't want to call him after his father's name, because maybe his father was still alive. So he didn't call him Nachmeni. He said Tatala. You know, just like mein Tata heistach Nachmeni, heistach. Rabbi Kiveiger brings this in Kedushin away.
Anyway, yeah. Av Hashem, his father is Hashem. He didn't have any proper parents.
Beautiful. Av Yud Yud is Abaye, the father of Abaye was a Kedushin. Anyway, so Omer Abayi, the Gemara says, Omer Abayi, that my mother taught me, the falchim mother, the stepmother, said, you know what that initial bia feels like by a mafuta? It means like pouring hot water on someone who's bald. You put the hot water in the bald. Rava Omer Omerli Bas Rav Chizda. Rava was the item of Chizda, so when he's quoting Bas Rav Chizda, he means his own wife. Notice he didn't even mention her first name. He said that my wife, Bas Rav Chizda, told me, Kiriv de Kusilta, that initial bia is like the first time you get a shot. Riv de Kusilta is referring to the letting of the blood that they used to do years ago before they invented the blood pressure pills. So what they used to do to go and relieve a person of blood pressure, they would go and draw out some of the blood. So Riv de Kusilta was that initial shtoch that you put in the person's arm or shoulder to go and draw the blood out. And that would be akin to anybody that gets a shot nowadays. That initial sting, those are the ganze masav and the tzar from the first bia. Rapapa Oma Omerli Bas Abasura, again, that's his wife, the daughter of his shver Abasura. Kinamo Akusha Bechinchi. It's like taking a hard piece of bread, like the crust of the bread, and putting it in your mouth, and it rubs against your palate, against the gums of the mouth. That's the amount of tzar that one has by a mafuta. That, therefore, that is gunish, that's not considered to be real tzar. That's what Rav Baravua said, pichos haimis ein lo tzar, so you don't have to pay for that. By the fact, by the case of the ma'anis, it's not just the bia itself, it's the ganze violence that's involved that he's forcing himself on her, that's the emotional scar, that's what you have to pay for the tzar. Right, back to the Mishnah. Oynes noisim miyad mafata likishiyotzi. Now, when we learned the Mishnah, we already asked the Gemara's kasha. Hamafata, you only have to pay the fifth likishiyotzi when he sends her away. The kishiyotzi, Ishtohi, we're talking about a boy and a girl that lived together consensually, but they didn't get married. So what are you telling me that afterwards, and he sends her away, he has to pay the 50? He doesn't send her away. He's not married to her. It means if he's not koines. What means if not koines? So we really haven't focused on this until now. There's a major difference between oines and mafata. By an oines, if you will, there are two punishments to the ma'anis. Number one, he has to go and pay the 50 shkalim. And number two, v'saloi sili isha. And like the Mishnah says, he is shoisib atzitza. He's stuck with his wife, even if she's nebuchad chigris and suma, he has to marry. However, by mafata, you have a choice. You don't initially have to go and give the 50. You only have to go and give the 50 if you don't get married. Our Gemara, if you have the Torah or in my Gemara, it says, in mo'ein, you mo'ein avia l'sitoloi, kesev yishkol ke mo'er habsulois. He is supposed to go and marry her just like the ma'anis. However, if he declines to marry her, or the father declines to marry, or the girl says, get out of my life, in mo'ein, you mo'ein avia l'sitoloi, if they do not get married, then kesev yishkol, then he has to go and pay the 50. But if in fact he goes and marries her, he's off the hook, he doesn't have to pay the 50. So by ma'anis, you always have to do both. You always got to pay, and v'lo yisil isha. In the case of the mafata, it's basically a choice. He can either go and get married. If he doesn't get married, then he has to go and pay the 50. And that's what the Gemara is telling us. If he's not koineser by mafata, then he has to pay the 50. Tanami Hachi, we talk learn the price of Alpha Bisha Umra Hamafata Noisain, Likishalayichnois, not on the spot after the Maisabia, after Bezin Paskin. Only if he doesn't marry, if he marries her, he doesn't have to pay the 50 shkolim. Boishes of Begam Noisamiyada, whatever the Boishes of Begam that he went and lived with her, even though the fact of the matter is it was consensual, but there's a busha. The busha involved is that until now she was a virgin, and now she is a ba'ula. As well as in the community, people now say, this single girl lived with someone, and it began for the mishpacha, and it began is also the physical began. Anyway, that noisimiyad that you have to pay immediately. But in terms of the 50 shkalim, that's plikishlo yichnois. V'echad o'inis v'echad mafata, bein hi u'bein avia yecholim la'akev. Although in both cases it talks about marriage, in both the case of Oin and Mafata, she and her father can go and say, no. That's a major difference between Mafata and Ma'anes. As we'll see in a moment, Legabe Ma'anes, it says, V'yachanam Oinus V'yachanam Mafata, Bein Hi Bein Aviyam Yechoyin La'akir. That's both Oinus and Mafata, but that's both she and the father. What about the fellow, the one that was Ma'anes, or the one that was Mafata? In the case of Ma'anes, it's not up to him. He violated her. Fellow, you made a big, big mistake. You're now stuck with her. He has no choice in the matter. On the other hand, if you're talking about Mefata, even he can go and decline and say, I'm not interested, and then he have to go and pay 50. We'll see this in the Gemara shortly. In both cases, both she and the father can stop.
If the father can marry her, then how could
this? Sorry, once again?
The father can marry her off.
A father, we're not saying
that. How could she stop it?
So that's a very good question. You're saying the father always has the rights to marry her off. How can she go and stop? And that's Toys' asks Kasha. If you look at the Toys, Eli Alavi, he atzma minayin. Temelari, but my mairi, ibektana ibenara, hey, he yichoy lemayin, kibisha avroitza, right? He can go and do whatever. A father has full rights to go and marry off the daughter. So how can she go and say, I decline? I'm a mayin. How can she? The father's in charge. If right there, they're good. So the Toisus and Kiddushin ask the same kasha as the Toisus here. Toisus and Kiddushin says over there, it's talking about that she is already graduated, she's already a Begeres, or in a case where Nebuch, the father, passed away. So she's now a Yisoyma. So there's no father to speak of, and then then she can go and be Makiv. Okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Ben Hi, Ben Avi, Yechon La'akiv. Bishlam Afuta Ksiv, Im Moin Yemoin Avia L'sitolai. So it says, Moin Yemoin, at that double lush. I only know that the father can be Mimayin. He adds Mimayin. How do we know that she can also be Mimayin? It doesn't say she. It just says Moin Yemoin Avia. Tamaloyim Yim Moin. Since it's the double Lashon. Moin Yim Moin. Moin means the father. Yim Moin means even the daughter. They can both be Mimayin. Elo Oinis. What's Elo Oinis? Oinis, you said both the father, Bein Hi, or Bein Avia. Bishlam Ihiksiv, Veloy Sia Leisha, Leyucha Shalcha Kal Yomah. She has to give herself into marriage, And if she didn't give herself into marriage, she says, no, it's all over, finished. Then he doesn't have to marry her. Elavim, but how do I know that the father has a right also to decline? Abaye says it's very logical. In a regular case, if a regular bucher comes over to a girl and says, I want to marry you, and she's only a ketana or a nara, she has no rights to go and get married on her own. She has to go and ask her father, Tati, are you maskim to the shidduch? And if the father says no, then it's finished. Because this guy is the chashayget, and he was ma'anaser, then you say, well, we don't have to ask the father anymore. Then every choyte niska, that means every single time, chas v'sholem, you have a fellow that wants to go and marry, and the father declines, oh, I have a good idea. I'll go and be ma'anaser, and then it's not up to the father anymore. So logically, it must be that the father can go and be mima'ein, just like the daughter. Rav Amar Kal V'Chaymer, Chad Chad Kal V'Chaymer. Umar Mefatish Le'over El Aldas Aviya Bilvod. Bein Hiu Bein Aviya Yechayim Li'akev. In the case of Mefata, the only one's view that was defied, that people didn't ask, was the father. Because both the Mefata and the young lady were both in agreement. It was consensual. So it was Le'over El Aldas Aviya Bilvod. Nevertheless, the Torah says, "Ma'ein yem ma'ein bein he ubein avi yechon la'akev." Oynis she'aver al das aviya, the al das atzma. Here, the oynis is going against both of their wills, both against the father and against her. Like koshkin the chavad and avad, in such a situation, I should go and say that the father retains the right to go and say, "Loi mit an aleph, I am the mai." So the chayra Abaye has a good svara, shlei chayte niska. Rava has a good tekal v'chaymer. I'll tell you why. If it was just a simple situation where he's proposing to go marry the girl, and the father says no, and therefore he decides to go and violate her, and you're going to say, if the father's now out of the picture, then you know, every single time a father is not in agreement with a particular shidduch, chas v'shalom, then go and violate the girl and forget about the father. It's not a chayte niska. He's got to pay 50 shkalim. This is big money.
She can also say no.
She can also, that's true. But we're saying, but only Gemara is asking like Abivia.
Right.
I mean, it's not, how do we know the
Divya? Right. It's not a chayte niska because someone else could say no.
It's the same thing as you were saying earlier. Usually, let's say she's masked to get married and the father doesn't let.
Understand why you could understand why the father should have a power. But it's not a chayte niska. Someone else could say no. It's not, the guy doesn't have full right.
It's not niska in the sense that he has absolute rights. She can also decline. Right. It's true. But we just mean vis-a-vis the normal right of a father to go and stop a shidduch. Are you going to go and say because he violated, he loses that right? Okay, that's how the Gemara understands it. But Abaye says this is not a freebie that because he violated, oh, automatically I can go and get married because he has to go and pay 50 shkolim, which is considered to be a very large knas. That's why Rava declined to learn like Abaye. Abaye lema karava because mafata de ihu motzi ma'akev avia nami motzi ma'akev. Remember, Rav learned it with a kal v'chayim. It's only the father's will that was violated. But nevertheless, she and the father came ma'akiv. Oynis, where he violated both of their wills, the father's will and the daughter's will, the chavada, he has the right to go, and the father's the right to go and be ma'akiv. So to my bai, l'yemekarova, mefata di'iu matzim ma'akiv v'viyah nami matzim ma'akiv. I can understand the gabe mefata where he meaning the perpetrator, the mafata, he can stop it. The father can also stop it. How do I know that the perpetrator can go and stop it? The Gemara is going to tell us at the top line on the Mem Amud Aleph. You see in the second line, Mori Marena, loy li'isha loy midata. It has to be with his consent. If the mafata says, I don't want to live with her, I don't want to go marry her anymore, I'm out of here, he has the right to decline. So just like he has the right to decline, the Vietnamese Matsumaki. He stuck with her. He shoyse batzitzoy. Loi siya li'ishet lo yuchal shalcha kol yamav. The Vietnamese loi matzimakev. Could be the father also cannot be makev. So therefore I cannot learn from the kal v'chaymer. I need the pusi, I need the shloye choyte niska for that sort. Tan irach nocha breisa. Av mish omro oynes noisun miyad. Kishi yoytzi hu ein lo olav klum. What are we saying? Avish amru oynis noisim miyad. The oynis has to pay immediately the 50 shkolim v'loy siyah li'isha, and then he has to go and marry. Kishiyotzi hu, when he decides eventually chas v'shalom to give her a get, if he's moitzi. Ein lo olav klum. Then she gets no ksuba. She gets nothing. Pray tomorrow. Kishi yoitzi. What are you talking about? He's giving her again. He motzi mapik lo. He's not allowed to give her again. Shteit impossible lo yisi ala isha lo yucho shalko ko yamav. He can't send her away. After the morning, Amy Kishatetsi, he, when she leaves, in other words, she says to her husband, Shaginuk, I don't want you anymore. And then he gives her a get. Ainla Olaf Klum, then she doesn't receive a ksuba. We'll see in a moment why. Mace, what happens if the husband.
She can always insist on a get?
She can always insist on a get, correct. But then she doesn't get a ksuba. Mace, what happens if he died? Yotza Kesef Kenasa Biksuvasa. She doesn't get a ksuba because she already got the ksuba, the 50 shkolim at the outset. We already said yesterday, 50 shkolim adds up to 200 zuz. So she got her 200 zuz up front. She doesn't get it again when he dies. Rabbi Yosi Bihuda Aymer, Yesh lo ksuba mat. No, she does get a ksuba, but not 200, but only 100. Why 100? Because a psula gets 200, a ba'ula gets 100. She is a ba'ula. He made her into a ba'ula. So therefore, she gets 100 like any other ba'ula. But Maika Miflagi, the first man the Yoma said, she doesn't get anything. Second man the Yoma said, she gets 100. What's the machlekes? Rabbanan Sabri, time and might to kin Rabbanan Ksuba, Kadesh lo yitei kala be'ein av lo hitziya. What's the reason why the Chum said, every time you have to give the Ksuba, because we don't want husbands to go and get angry at their wives and say, okay, Sheyinik, Sprinza, Aros, here's a get, and get out of here. Oh, it's going to cost me $1 million. Oh, I'm going to think about it twice. But in our case, you have nothing to worry about. He can't get rid of her anyway, even if he wanted to, because so that's why they were not misaking a ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda is looking into normal human emotions and says, why does she want to get out of this marriage? Probably he wants to end the marriage, but he knows he cannot. So he goes and writes her on, he harasses her and he abuses her all the time until she finally says, Shanginuk, I can't take it anymore, I'm out of here. Oh, so because of that, that's why we tell him, you still have to give a ksuva of a mana to hopefully hold him back, that he shouldn't abuse her, he shouldn't harass her, that she should be able to continue living together. Oh, just the next few lines are very simple. We already had yesterday, we have Exeter Shava, Mefata to Ma'anis, Ma'anis to Mefata. We learn one from the other. That's how you know the 50 shkolim. Here it says 50, there it says Yishkar, 50 shkolim. So why don't you say, L'hamilta nami ligmur adoni? Why don't you learn for this halacha as well? What is this halacha as well? That just like the Ma'anis has to take her for a wife, and L'yucho shalcho kol yom, why don't you say about Mefata too? That it's against his will, he has to go marry. See the top Rashi, L'homilta, she a Mefata, no yisei al karchi. He has to go marry her, whether he likes it or not. So the more amakra, more yimrena, loy l'isha, loy midati. It has to be with his consent, with his das. He cannot go and have her marry him against his will. Finally, it says in the Mishnah, Ketzer Shoyz and Batzi, Tzoy Omer of Kahana, Amri Feshmata, Kami, Derev Zvid, Mi Nehedor. Nasi Esven Itchus Lois Esser. Why don't we say a normal Esse Doicha Lois Esser? Meaning, it says in the Pasik, V'lois Sia Li'isha. And then the Mishnah says, but what happens if there's a Dovah Sheb Erva, or if it's Einer Uyalava Bi Yisrael, then send her away, because it's got to be Isha Re'uyalai. Why don't you go and say the assay of V'loi Sili Isha is doicha the loy assay of the Dovah Sheva Erva or the Inyan of Mamzeres? Zokti Yomara Amali, Heicham Rina Nesi Esva Nitcha Loy Sesseh. When do you say that? Going Mila B'Tzeras, Loi Efshalik Yomali Esseh. There's a Bris Mila. The only way of doing the Bris Mila is cutting through the Nega Tzeras, which is on top of the Orla. There's no other way. What happens if she says, I'm not interested in getting married to her? You don't force her. You can only force him in the case of Ma'adis. Otherwise, you can't force. Is there an essay at all? And therefore, Zokti Gemara. That's why you don't say Esse when you have no other choice. But if there's another option, another backup plan, you don't say Esse Doicha Loisese. Thank you all for joining Mitchum tomorrow morning, 8:05. Bruch Avatzlucha, thank you for lending the phone. A couple of people called in the meantime, sorry. Most of them were family members. Be well, everybody. Zag Yibench and Zag Yizint. Have a wonderful day.